We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Normal loss music wasn't sad enough, so we had to go a little extra sad because you're watching the second to last ever PHNX Coyotes post-game show, and as Rob in the chat said, there's only 1 hour of Arizona Coyotes hockey left, and that just hurts a little bit. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the PHNX Coyotes post-game show. Don't forget to hit the like button on this video. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. I'm Leah here with Petey, Craig, Danielle. We have Raz here as well. How are you guys feeling today?
I was feeling pretty good until Danielle chose that music, which was brilliant. But also Danielle brought us homemade enchiladas. You brought us homemade brownies. So I'm still feeling pretty good, actually.
Petey?
You know, I'm not feeling well.
Was it the rattlesnake?
Yeah, the rattlesnake rattled me, by the way, but no pun intended there. I it's legit when you talk about the rattlesnake. I went outside to get away from it. I put peaceful classical music on my earphones and I went to work in my yard to try to get away from all of this. And then I find a rattlesnake. But the reality is that this is getting closer and closer to the end and it's really hard. And I know our fans understand that. And I know there's trolls out there and they're laughing. Oh, I get all that. But one of the things that hit me today, a couple things. My son was born when I worked for the Coyotes, and I worked for the team. And he was a baby inside the ice den, and he learned to skate at a Coyotes Christmas party. And this isn't about a team for me, and I don't know. People, again, they're making fun of it, but it's more than that. It's more than a team. This was my family. This is my life. This is what I woke up in the morning to be a part of. So it was more important than that. But then I got here tonight to the studio, and I can't tell you how much I admire Leah and the work she's done here and how proud I am to work with her and how important she's become to me and what I do here. And she sat in the more furniture chairs and she had a picture. Mm. And it was a picture of a 9-year-old Leah Merrill in a Coyote jersey at the arena with a smile that I tell you lit up the room. She was so happy to be there and be a part of this. And she started to go through her phone and show me pictures of her growing up in Glendale Arena, growing up with a Coyotes jersey, birthday parties at the arena, and being part of this. And every day something else hits me differently. And to those that say it's just a team, it's not. It's not just a team. It goes so much deeper than that. It's our memories. It's our life. It's what we surrounded ourselves with. Sports are more important than that. And I know I'm here to be a hockey analyst and talk about hockey. And I'll be honest, I don't care much about this game today. I didn't watch much of this game today. And we will talk a little bit about it because that's what we're here to do. But this is hard for the three of the people here. Raz is here. Danielle, it's really hard on us. Danielle just found hockey. Just found it. This is hard and it's sad. And I don't know what's going to fill that void in my life. And I just so proud and thankful and grateful that I had 3 years to do it with you two. This has been absolutely amazing. I can't believe it's coming to an end. I didn't believe it was coming to an end. Even as soon as last weekend, I didn't believe it. But I do sincerely want to thank you. This has been the most fun I've ever had in my life. Challenging. I've learned so much. And thank you for letting me go on this little bit of a diatribe here. I thank you so much for all this. And I'm sorry I don't feel like talking about hockey tonight.
Have you had a specific memory come up recently?
So many, but yeah. I honestly don't feel ready to talk about it because I'm just like, that made me very emotional. So thank you for saying all that.
But I woke up today and I'm almost never on Facebook anymore, but I went on and up pops a post from Jerry Brown, who was the beat writer for the East Valley Tribune, the guy that I learned under. I was the backup writer for Jerry Brown right when the Coyotes got here. And he talked about the moment when he and I broke the story that the Coyotes were coming here. We broke that story. I remember where I was sitting, the desk that I was sitting at in the Tribune office. And I remember making the phone call to my buddy, Eddie Olchek, who was playing for the Jets, and he was the source. I don't mind giving it up now. And it just brought back all these, it goes back so far, first of all. There's such a long history here in the Valley. It's just, I know there's still the auction. I know there's still the possibility that the NHL comes back in relatively short order. I do think it'll be back at some point in the future, but it's not the Coyotes. I don't care if they keep the name. I don't. It's not the same.
It's not them anymore.
It isn't. It won't be them.
No, it's not them.
And it's really hard to think about that.
Yeah, and just
I didn't think we were going here tonight.
No, me either.
I know, I'm sorry, that's me. I blame me too because I sat here and looked at the score sheet and the numbers, and I know we're going to do it. We are going to talk about the game because I think it's important we do the transition from what these young guys are doing here and how important it is to show that we care about that. And I'm sorry I took it down there early because as soon as the cameras came on, I had to, because this is so much more to me than a hockey game. So much more to me than just a hockey team. It's so much more than that.
And we all grew up around the game too. I think that's part of it, right? Yep. All three of us grew up around the game.
Yep. It's hard. This is hard to do right now. Hard for three of us to sit here and talk about this right now. It's hard.
Yeah. I feel like the last few shows have been fine, but like we were sitting here about to start and I felt very overwhelmed by emotion.
That was the last road game that we will cover.
That was the last time we were all in studio because we're going to be at Mullet on Wednesday.
We'll be at Mullet on Wednesday.
And it's just not the same and we're all here together and the show is not done when the last game is done. Like we're going to keep going for a little bit. So the three of us will be sitting in these chairs more, but not.
Yes. Not post-game.
Not post-game, so that made me really sad and overwhelmed me.
Let's transition, Leah. Okay. I'm sorry I stole the thunder and I took away the lead.
And now you're going to steal the thunder as a
host. L-E-D-E for those of you who are not in journalism, because I didn't know that until I got on this side of the mic. I always thought it was lead because it led, L-E-A-D. Like
that
it led the story.
But we had to.
But you guys as journalists had to make it.
Word,
So that's a journalist thing to do.
It is.
L-E-D. No, it's a lead. But anyway, to bring the Coyotes lost tonight in Calgary. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
John just said, did I hear Petey looked at the rundown?
Yeah, I know. Sorry. It's a first. Buddy, you got to start somewhere. The Coyotes lost. The young guys played really good. Goaltender got hurt, but I hear he's going to be okay. So that's good news. So everybody's panicking right now.
He's going to be okay. Here?
I am breaking news.
Yeah. Not giving my source. Breaking news.
See, I'm not giving out my source. But Connor Ingram's going to be okay. So that's good. So everybody can.
Good, because it was his last game in a Coyotes uniform. Yeah.
So big sigh of relief that he's going to be okay.
Sigh of relief. You say sigh of relief right when Craig lets out its sigh. Let's get to some game talk and we'll kind of fly through it quick and we'll take a look at the numbers presented by Desert Financial Credit Union, Arizona's number one credit union named by Forbes. Shots on goal, 35 for the Coyotes, 31 for Calgary. Power play, both teams, one for three. Face-offs, 61 for Calgary, 39 for Arizona. And then shot attempts, Coyotes had 69.
Nice.
And Calgary had 56. And I will also say, I also didn't watch much of this game.
And I don't care. Honest. The face-off thing, they're going to have to straighten up in Salt Lake City because they suck at the faceoff, and they have for most of the year since Barrett Hayton has left. And that's what you get when you have young centermen. The power play, Dylan Gunther, fantastic shot on the power play. He's going to be a great power play player for the Salt Lake City Thunder. I'll make up names as the show goes on. Just hang in there.
I'm sticking with Flamingos.
Flamingos is fine, too. He's going to be a hell of a hockey player, that kid. And I think that what you saw with his shot and his release from that tight of an angle today, again, it goes to how hard my heart is broken right now to see finally all of the pain and suffering that the fan base had to go through to get through the rebuild. And you saw glimpses of it again tonight. Michelli, Doan, Gunther. And you say, wow. So
31 goal pace, by the way.
What's
that? Dylan Gunther, 31 goal pace.
That's amazing.
Just absurd. Like, he's not going to get there. He's going to fall just short because there's only one game left. But he came damn close to scoring 20 goals
in half a season.
Yeah.
Good for him. Flowers to him.
Dylan Gunther scored his 16th and 17th of the season. I cannot believe it. I genuinely can't. And we kept saying, like, all night, he's going to be a star in this league. And it just hurts so bad that it's not going to be here. Matias Michelli scores again tonight, just like last game, his 16th of the season. He's a huge part of this Coyotes' future. And then Josh Doan scores on an unbelievable shot, his 5th of the season. He's been the brightest spot in the not-so-bright 2024 on this team. And he literally scores, and a friend texted me, I'm actually crying, like, immediately after the goal, and said, we've waited our entire lives for a team with this much hope, and they just take it away.
It is funny, though. You're right. Because even last year's team, you say, oh, we got these draft picks. But now these draft picks are players, and the players are actually kind of good. And Josh Doan, I'm happy for him because he got to do it in front of Bernie and Bernice, his grandparents. His uncle was there. He had relatives there. So happy for the kid. They got an opportunity to wear the kachina, just like his dad did. Yeah. So happy that it got to be bookended like that. And this kid's not done. I don't know what his NHL future is going to be either. But I tell you what, the kid works his ass off. He does things right. He plays the game the right way, and he's got a really good shot, and he gets to the blue paint. He's going to be an NHL player. I'm really happy for him. I'm glad we got the opportunity to see him. And we were there at night one. We were all in the building night one, and he gets the goal. So, or two goals that night. I'm really happy that we, you know, you got to go look for those happy moments. And this is one of those moments for what Josh Doan was able to accomplish for this franchise, wearing the same sweater that his dad had all of that success in. Not the banner, but that's another story.
Oh,
if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Couldn't go pick it up.
Nope.
Too far. Can't go get it.
HK.
I'm not going to get that banner.
Well,
sorry.
Dylan Gunther made a case for himself to be tonight's Desert Dog in him. But as we've been doing since the news of relocation broke, none of the players get the Desert Dog. And for the third game in a row, tonight's Desert Dog goes to Coyotes fans, always there. Thank you, Coyotes fans, for always being there. The fans have the Desert Dog in them for always being there. And they truly do. And again, if you haven't looked at the thread at PHNX_Coyotes with the memories, photos, and we'll actually show some at the end of the show. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Truly phenomenal. And there's more to come on all of us getting together to.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot of memories over the next few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll see a bunch of you down in Tucson a little less than a week from today.
Is that really coming?
This coming Saturday. I know this is going to be an extremely emotional roller coaster of a week, but I'm actually really looking forward to getting down to Tucson to watch the Roadrunners season finale. Will it be the last game in Tucson? That's a great question.
I'll have a story on that tomorrow.
There you go.
On Tucson? GoPHNX.com. Yes.
Tucson? There you go. Yes.
There you go.
We're meeting up at Illegal Pete's at 5 p.m. on Saturday in Tucson. So join us there. You can reserve your tickets now. It's free. Go phnx.com/events. But that ticket page also has links for 40% off Roadrunners
40%
tickets.
Off. Go to the game. Go to the game.
Yeah, go to the game.
Yeah, go to the game. Hey, let's go out doing this together.
Yep.
That's it. We started it together. We're going out together.
Yep.
That's all.
Yep. We'd love to see everybody there.
Remember when we started with talking to like three people?
I do. I was so mad that night. So
we
mad
got there
at you
early
guys.
And like Dale, three people were talking to us.
Yeah, Dale came, Lou came. I was so mad.
Yeah.
Like Jacob, our lanky. Can I use the word lanky?
Yes, you can. I think you can. Yeah, it's his birthday, appropriate. By the way.
Happy birthday, Jacob. The lanky producer said, no, you have to go do this. I'm like, buddy, we're going to look like idiots standing out there. Nobody's going to know. But we had eight or six?
Six.
Six.
Yeah, it wasn't many.
But
that's not the case anymore.
Every step has been worth it.
Yep.
PHNX. What a family at PHNX.
Yep.
That's what it's intended to do. Build a community, and we did.
And you know what?
What?
When we go to that game, you can actually bet on the American Hockey League.
You cannot.
And I think we should do some action when we're down in Tucson on BetMGM. Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm so in.
Can you bet on Chuck-a-Puck? No.
Chuck-a-Puck.
We're chucking pucks.
We are chucking pucks.
BetMGM.
And we're eating donuts. And we're eating donuts. Hell
mini
yeah.
Donuts, Chuck-a-Puck.
Sorry, wow.
BetMGM.
It's all good. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use the bonus code PHNX when you do. Place your first BetMGM Sportsbook wager through the BetMGM Sportsbook mobile app for at least $10, and you'll receive up to $1,500 in bonus bets. If the bet loses, you can check out the show notes for full details. And now, listen to Shane talk about the disclaimer.
Bonus bets expire in 7 days. One new customer offer only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY-467-369. New York. Call 1-800-327-5050. Massachusetts. 21 plus only. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Arizona. 1-800-BETS-OFF-IOWA. 1-800-981-0023. Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Bonus bets are non-withdrawable. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in New York, Nevada, North Carolina, Ontario, or Puerto Rico.
Salt Lake City might be getting hockey, but you know what they won't be getting? Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Trust me.
Can't have it.
Coming to Utah anytime soon, buddy. So if you want to do you, you got to do it at the Wild Horse Pass and Casinos with Gila River Resorts. And no one does it better. It is time for a staycation. I need to get away. It's time to go there to a AAA four diamond property on Wild Horse Pass Casino. Sit by the pool, have a margarita, and just drift away. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah. It's a good song, too.
Yeah, it is a good song.
It sounds nice. Classic. So you can have a staycation right here in the Valley. Make sure you check out Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Not only that, but they got the state-of-the-art gaming floor with slot machines, blackjack tables, and table games, and Arizona's largest casino sports book. And then go out to a nice dinner on the rooftop at Shula's. Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Let them show you what next level is all about. You do you at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Visit playatgila.com for more details.
So for possibly the first time this season, the Coyotes Twitter account hasn't stressed me out because they've been radio silence since tweeting Alex Morello Sr.'s statement from the account midday yesterday. They did not live tweet this game at all, which they had been doing all through last week, even though they were, quote, blocking out the noise, as well as some other posts. But yeah, radio silence from the Coyotes Twitter.
So that might be a welcome silence for a lot of us because it's been very tone deaf for a while. But I was really disappointed. And I'll tell you why. Because if you've been following the Coyotes Twitter over the last week, and I know all of us have been, there was a very important event going on over the weekend at the Scottsdale Fashion Square. They had a pop-up for their streetwear. And I didn't get to hear the follow-up for the pop-up to their fashion wear because their Twitter went silent. How am I supposed to follow streetwear fashion if they're not tweeting it out?
Did that come before or after the statement?
Before.
The pop-up?
It came before.
Okay. The pop-up?
But they continued to promote it, right?
The pop-up?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The statement is the last thing on their Twitter.
Did you think somebody went into the storeroom at the streetwear company? I'm not sure where that is because I worked for the team at one point. Did not see the streetwear brand. So I don't know where they keep that. I'm sure it's in a storage facility somewhere. But I'm not quite sure if somebody went in and go, oh, shit, we have a lot of cardboard boxes full of streetwear. We should probably pop it up. Do we think that we need to pop it up? So thus came the pop-up at Fashion Square. How fucking tone deaf is that?
Yeah.
Like, how stupid is that? Like, really? Like, that's just, like, just kick me in the nuts.
That's
just
part of the story.
Just bend me over and kick me in the nuts.
It's part of the story listen, we've told you we're going to stick around for a little while, and we're going to be discussing some of these things on the show. I have some stories that I need to write as well. I mentioned yesterday I've got something on Tucson. I've got other stories to write as well. But one of them is... We were talking about it tonight, earlier tonight. One of them is really going to be looking at all the mistakes that led to this point. And I'm not talking mistakes over the past 25 years because there are certainly a lot of mistakes. We've all mentioned the Steve Ellman decision to go west. That was the original sin. Yep. I'm talking about the mistakes, the repeated mistakes of this current ownership group that led us to this point. And there were a bunch of them. We'll get into that as well. You can bet we were going to get into that as well over the next couple weeks.
And I do want to apologize. I usually don't use profanity on the show. I'm very sorry. My emotions took over. I apologize.
Petey potty mouth.
Dan has got the kids in the car again. I'm sorry you have to explain that.
I feel like this is a unique circumstance to allow for that.
I'm full of anger because I think there is so much misplaced. At the end of the day, a hockey team is about hockey. I do understand community relations because I think that's important. I do understand going to schools and reading programs and diversity programs.
Even trying
programs.
To reach different markets, right? That makes sense.
I understand that.
But?
I never understood the streetwear. And here's what we were told by Coyotes president and CEO Javier Gutierrez. Well, it's bringing it into markets
yep.
that aren't traditional hockey markets. And you know what I said? Okay, I'll buy that. But then when you have a pop-up store during the season, and this happened, I'm not, again, not making this up. They had a pop-up during and with another one of their rebranding of one of their other streetwear companies. They didn't send their social media team to the game where the actual hockey team was playing. It was dominated at a pop-up store.
Oh, yeah, I was at that pop-up.
Yeah, you were
with
at
Sean.
That pop-up. But they dominated the pop-up store. And again, to me, that's where the vision gets lost. That's where one is not because of the other. The hockey team is why you're here.
That's simply not knowing what you're doing.
That got lost.
That's what that is. That's not knowing what you're doing right. when running a franchise.
And if you want to be a streetwear company, build a streetwear company. Just go ahead. Sell the team to somebody else that wants to be. Well, I guess that's what they're doing. So be a streetwear guy. Design hoodies that cost $150 that no hockey fan in the Valley bought because it doesn't hit your market. Like, what the? Figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, come on. It's a hockey team. And I said this before about being a fan of a team. And I'm a fan of a couple. I follow the Coyotes. I don't know if I'm a deep fandom because I wasn't born into it. But I don't care about all the periphery. I want my team to win. Period. End of story. That's all I care about. And I love all the periphery things that they're positive and they bring that positive energy. I want my team to win.
Yep.
The rest of it, I don't care. So until there's an owner in this valley that understands that people don't care. People in the valley, they want you to be a good person. They want you to be publicly positive. They want you to be a part of this community. Embrace the community. And more importantly than anything, they want you to show them that you're trying to win. And I think this season, with Bill Armstrong and the draft picks and the development people and the players that he's got coming up, I felt that they were finally trying to win.
Yeah.
Well,
and you know, who else is trying to win?
The Tucson Roadrunners.
Mm-hmm.
Have officially secured home ice advantage. I know that's something we were talking about.
They've won four straight games.
Really,
that's unreal. Good for
that.
Them with
how?
The players they have out of their lineup.
How?
Testament to their coaching staff.
Yes.
And the
coaching
grit.
Staff, by the way, that's not under contract next season.
How is
season.
That not possible?
I don't know, but
so Steve Potvin,
you better get those guys signed.
John Sulaney, not sure their future. I tell you what, really, really good human beings. I've known John Sulaney for a very long time. Worked with him at the Coyotes organization for
a
very long time.
Yep.
Steve Potvin, if you've seen him on our show and if you haven't seen him on our show, you should, because he's still at the top of the guest list. Quality human being. Good hockey coach, but better human being. And you know what? That's
too.
More important.
Like, you talk about coaches that you'd run through a wall for. You'd run
yes.
through a wall for Steve
For
Potvin.
Sure, and that's why they
yeah.
win.
Yeah.
And he doesn't bitch and complain who's in and out of the roster. Even in private, when he could, to us, when
yep.
we're not even talking nope. on air. Nope. No, it's okay. Whoever they give
I'm
us.
I'm happy for these guys that they're getting the opportunity.
Yep, getting the opportunity.
Just give us another challenge.
Yep.
It's just like... Are you real?
Yeah.
He is, but
yeah,
you can't
so you want to root for them, and that's again
the way he approaches
so
life.
So for them
yeah.
getting home ice, we talked how important it is for some of these players to get the opportunity to play meaningful games this late in the spring.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't. I mean, I don't. I want to say that the right way. I don't care about their meaningful games in the spring because those games are going to be used for their development in Salt Lake City. I'm happy for the kids and the people of the Tucson Roadrunners.
Yes.
And I hope I did that context was taken completely out. The future and what they do and their development. I'm so happy for these guys. I hope they win. I hope they win it all. I hope they go and I hope they band together and it's us against the world and they rally together and they do this. I really, really do, because there are some wonderful people down in Tucson. Wonderful people with this organization down in the Tucson Roadrunners, and I am rooting for them 100%.
You know what else I hope? I hope they stay in Tucson. I hope the Morelos don't relocate another franchise.
I agree.
It belongs there.
It does. Yeah. It's not fair to the fans.
Yeah.
I agree. And it's close enough to get down to a game. If you want to go to any of the playoff games, it will be a whiteout. The first game is Wednesday, April 24th. Friday, April 26th, and then Sunday, April 28th. Those are all home games down in Tucson. So get down to some support the Roadrunners.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there on the 20th.
We'll be there on the 20th. Can't wait.
Speaking of Coyotes prospects having success.
I ran my last prospect report today. That was tough. Go ahead.
Tragic.
I mentioned him in it.
Mikko Matikainen. America.
Good pause.
And Denver won the national championship. Great videos online of him, by the way. Really emotional. Nice FaceTiming his family back in Finland. And that was another one last night that really, really hurt me because it was such a weird mixed emotion where I was watching these videos and seeing that he won. And I was so excited for him. Like, Craig and I interviewed him at the podium in Montreal. Yeah. And I remember thinking, oh, I can't wait till this guy's part of this team. And,
he's another one to watch, too. Big body, big shot.
And, normally I'd be tweeting about it, and I just didn't, and I couldn't, and it was hard. But congratulations to Miko and Denver. Yeah.
So, David Carl, the accomplished coach of the Denver Pioneers, good friends with David Ludwig, by the way.
Did not know that.
Texted him, sent me just a text with 10 trophies because that's Denver's 10th national championship.
Are they now, do they lead all time NCAA hockey?
I have to go back and look. I think they do. But they might.
I think it's a great program.
It's a great program.
Yeah, it is great. It's great. Denver, they're burning couches on the street, though. I don't know. Where do college kids burn their furniture?
I don't know.
I was once at a party in college where they threw a couch into the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My roommates threw a couch off a balcony. And I watched
if you're a couch near a college campus.
I watched it. Why?
I don't understand that. I don't know what the couch burning thing is. I don't know. But congratulations to Miko. And again, it's just another one of those hollow moments. Yeah. Like we've been so excited. It's so funny how quickly this turned. A week ago, right now, we weren't talking like this.
Nope.
No, we did a watch along a week ago today.
And we were so hopeful for the future and all of these draft picks, and they felt like they were a part of what we were doing here, and it's so hollow right now.
Okay, speaking of hollow.
Yes. Locomotive is in the KHL final.
And I'm sure we've got diehards that could break it all down for me because I have not seen one game.
No?
Sorry.
So Dmitry Simashev and Daniil Boot, I hope you're excited about living in Salt Lake City, Utah.
There you go.
Okay.
Great rink, though, in Salt Lake, right? Beautiful new building. No?
Not so much.
Never mind. Sorry.
Okay. Well, we can just move on to talk about youth hockey. And again, Craig will have more on this coming soon on gophnx.com.
Yes, but this is another story. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. But a lot of people have been commenting on Twitter, and rightfully so. And it was something we even discussed last week about what's going to happen to youth hockey in Arizona. And someone reached out about the Kachinas. And I wanted to specifically highlight this. And I'm going to put a link in the chat. But the Kachinas received an IGF grant funds for 4 years from the NHL, NHLPA, and Coyotes for $250,000 a year. And
I think it was only three, but that's okay.
Oh, that's what I was told.
I talked to the source.
Oh, okay. Anywho, it was going to end at the end of the season, regardless of the Coyotes moving or not. But it's going to increase the cost per girl by $2,000 a year. So if you are able to help support, they have an end of season party coming up on April 27th. The information's on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. And if you can't attend the event, you can donate money to the Kachinas. And I'm going to drop the link in the chat right now for that. But I know not everybody's able to. So if you're able to donate, please do, or if you're just willing to share this link with others so we can hopefully raise some money.
Because hockey's still here in the desert. It's still here. Yeah.
Just because the NHL is not here does not mean that hockey is not here.
Right.
And I feel like everyone says hockey belongs in the desert, and it does, but just because NHL isn't here doesn't mean hockey isn't. I saw just some stuff, in a lot of the Coyotes Facebook groups and people with young kids talking about their kids feeling really upset about this, and it's actually been really heartbreaking to see parents having to say, I had to sit down my young children and explain to them that the Coyotes are leaving and why, and it's just extremely heartbreaking. You have to remember, these are children, and so many, we talk about how many kids play the game because of the Coyotes. Matthew Nyes literally said it this week. We know Austin Matthews is one of those as well, and countless others who didn't even go on to play in the NHL but just played hockey. And I had sent out a tweet earlier today with one of those examples of this mom who posted in the Facebook group about her young kid saying, what's the point? I don't care anymore. And again, these are children, and you have to realize they're looking at the Coyotes because that's their example. That's the shining thing to accomplish. And I have to say, and I will, Dan, turn this off.
Yep. Earmuffs, Dan, earmuffs.
People on Twitter are fucking assholes and horrible people, and the replies to that were so disgusting, horrible, and awful. I simply cannot believe this is how people think and behave. Go look at yourself in the fucking mirror. If you're calling a kid soft and weak or not interested or anything like that, because I promise you, you're not saying that to a mother and her two children's face. Yeah. Sure, you can say it to my tweet, but you're a fucking asshole and a fucking dick. And I'm sorry, that is the record for how many times I've sworn on this show in 3 years. Yep. But you have to understand how upset this made me this morning. And I was like, transparent, I was fully in tears this morning on my Twitter. And I've been in tears every day this week, but to be like, I will say overwhelmingly like people have been very kind this week, overwhelmingly, but today I just saw the ugliness really just like reared itself, and it really like gave me pause, and it made me very, very, very concerned about the state of our society with some of these replies. So I'm sorry for swearing, and I'm sorry for being negative, but I like you know you guys opened the show talking about like things that you've been feeling today. That was something that I felt like it breaks my heart.
I think it's about the passion we all feel for this game is what I think it comes down to, and I think it's also the passion we feel and care about other human beings, and I understand that little kids, they want to be the next Josh Doan, Logan Cooley. That's what they want to be when you put on a pair of skates and skate out at the ice den or over at Arcadia or Oceanside. You want to be them. That is your role model. That's what you envision. So when that goes away, you don't understand it. We're having a hard time understanding it. We're adults. Like, to say things to kids, by the way, I'm sure everybody's mom told them, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it. For taking the effort to demean or say something bad to somebody, I physically don't understand that. I want to debate you. I will talk about any topic you want, but don't be mean, please. Anyway, Leah, I'm so sorry that went that way, because it was a really touching story. And there's a concern about what happens to youth hockey in Arizona. There is. And I know Craig's going to talk to some people in youth hockey here in Arizona in the upcoming upcoming weeks to find out what kind of effect they feel it's going to have here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's that space. There are people like that.
Yeah.
I agree with you completely.
I will say this before this.
Take a hard look in the mirror, buddy.
Do you know how many Twitter followers I had? Two. My son and his buddy that gave me Twitter so I could follow hockey accounts. I had two. Didn't have to deal with any of this. Didn't deal with it. Followed hockey people. I was all fine.
Danielle, did you see the thing people I just sent you in Coyotes assignments? When you can, throw that up. No rush. I know I just threw it at you, but we'll talk about it when we get to it. But you can read the ads.
And I promise that we'll be more positive at the end, because there's some good stuff coming.
Yeah.
And one positive is that you can get $200 right now simply by opening a free checking account online at Desert Financial Credit Union. Bank like Craig.
I went there today just to roll in my gold.
In your vault.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
they give you seltzer water at the appropriate temperature?
Pellegrino, yes. Yeah.
There you go.
They know when he walks in. Yes. I can see the guy at the Desert Financial Credit Union with the little white napkin over his arm. Oh, Mr. Morgan is here. Please fetch the Pellegrino.
Would you like to roll in your gold again?
Yes, Mr. Morgan. Desert Financial Credit Union here to serve.
Oh, my goodness. The Desert Financial team are financial experts committed to their members and the community, and they can help you out with checking, savings account, mortgages, loans, credit cards, investment options, and more. And like I said, when you open a free checking account online, you'll get $200 in bonuses. Get started by visiting desertfinancial.com/200.
And then pick up some Arizona lottery tickets, because my math works.
Go to the land auction with your winnings.
If we all put our winnings together... We can go buy a piece of land at the 101 in Scottsdale Road, or if we can come up with $1.2 billion in the next 3 days, who knows? Play Arizona Lottery's newest game, Arizona Adventure. Three ways to win. Scratch the tickets featuring three iconic landscapes in Arizona, not Utah, Arizona. And then you can also go to geolocated adventures at 10 destinations across the state from Flagstaff, Yuma, and just check in for a chance to win Arizona cash and travel prizes. Or you can enter those tickets online to win $1 million in cash and prizes. The Arizona Lottery is not just about playing games and winning prizes. It's also about giving back to the state and its communities. Visit azadventure.com for more information on how you can take an adventure for a chance to win $1 million in cash and Arizona travel prizes.
Yeah, you can go put it up. Now, Danielle, Jeffrey Sanders just sent this to me. These are the last road goal pucks in Coyotes history.
Damn.
That stack right there.
Damn.
There's just going to be a ton of these things. Thank you, Jeffrey, for sending that.
I will say this to Jeffrey,
by the way.
Hats off to him or whoever did have the foresight to collect those.
Yeah.
That how important that history is to this team and this franchise and this city. So good job, Jeffrey Sanders. Soon to be married. Can I say that on air? Is that okay?
Well, he already did, so.
Got it out there.
Congratulations, Jeffrey. Thanks for all your help along the way, Jeffrey. Seriously. Appreciate you and having those pucks.
We'll have a beer. We'll have a beer, Jeffrey.
Boy, howdy.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, let's read some of our super chats really quick before we move on. We'll scroll to the top. Roaring Fork said, that spread Danielle brought in was amazing to see. I wish my workplace had the camaraderie that exists at PHNX. I hope the show is around for as long as it can be, even if it's just to cover the NHL a la What Chaos. We will discuss in the future. And
stay tuned.
Danielle's food was amazing.
Yeah, it was. Did PD ever cook for us?
I did. A cook for you?
Yeah.
Cook?
Funny. No, I cook every day. I'm not cooking for you.
Didn't he cook for you once?
He did.
I did. Wow. I had salmon.
I've been to Petey's house.
Craig had special. Salmon at my house. It was good.
You? No.
No.
He
hasn't
right.
been invited yet.
John
Petey doesn't invite anyone.
Said, car shade giveaway on Tuesday. Is that to block out the noise?
Wow.
Are they giving away car shades
they
on
are.
Wednesday? Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I mean, car shades are useful. I live in Arizona.
To block out the noise.
Oh, yeah. Blech. And then John said, I will miss hearing Tyson talk about winning faceoffs and getting to the front of the net.
Back of the net.
How important are faceoffs? They won 35% today, so not very important.
Also,
they're one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Also, last time the Oats had 620 goal scorers, the last time the franchise... I'm guessing that meant relocated.
It's true.
Last year don't draft pick. A Doan and don't have 620 goal scorers, I guess.
Yep. That's true. Wow.
Thank you, John. SE said, hugs to Petey, especially. I can't imagine what you're feeling. I've only been a fan since 2017. I'm out of state and I am heartbroken.
Thanks, SE. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And Mike said, Petey, stop. You're making me cry. That was probably during your story at the beginning. So.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Big City FDO said, I'm so sorry. Of what the fans are going through, you all do not deserve this.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. And see, there are kind, empathetic people out there. So Wildly said, I will probably follow Salt Lake City for a few years because they are still the Coyotes for me unless they make major changes next year. We've heard a mix of how people are going to approach this.
Yeah.
So we'll
I'm
talk
honestly
more
not
about
sure
that.
Yet. We'll talk about it more. Our own personal journeys. We'll see.
Our own Johnny Venerable
Johnny.
Of PHNX Cardinals. Love you guys. Love you, Johnny. Thank you so much.
Isn't that funny? Like, that's our community.
Yeah.
Like, that's our community. These are our friends. These are our family, too.
Yeah.
I went from one team to another team. This one's a lot more fun, by the way. And we also are allowed to do drugs and
drink.
And drink. No offense, Coyotes, but I didn't see any OGs floating around the room at the Coyotes.
PHNX. Oh, sorry. Dirt Bike Boy 714. PHNX Roadrunners, so we can see this crew every day still. I mean, if the Roadrunners stay in Arizona, I'm sure we will check in on them.
We'll check in on them.
Yeah.
We'll see.
GMAC 91, I'm an Avs fan who loves the Yotes, been to Jobbing and Mullet. AZ fans have been so cool. Always felt a connection between Avs and Yotes. Things should have worked in Phoenix like they did in Denver. Fingers crossed it does next time.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that.
Really nice. Michael said, here's to one last ride Wednesday. Let's enjoy every moment of it. I can't even think about Wednesday because I get too upset. So I'm going to try
not to.
Not
sure the emotions. We'll talk about that later.
Wednesday.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Ryan said, let's get one of these juicy stories out of PD tonight, lol.
We'll see.
Maybe
there
after
are some
a
stories
few
maybe not tonight. We'll talk copy machines and office phones someday.
Ryan,
that's it. That's just a teaser. I'm just a teasing you.
Riley Ryle said, love you guys, and I have to say I felt like PD the last few days. Your show makes it better. Truly pack therapy. Hope you guys stick around for a long time. Thank you. It really has been pack therapy till the very end. AZ Sports Guy, well, Petey and the Banner.
I know, I won't tell.
Oh, who has it?
I won't tell anymore, I promise. Shh. Then, like, where do you put a 15-foot banner? Like, where do you put it? Like, my wife would kill me.
I mean, it depends. Depends on
how you store it.
Well, I mean, I'd hang it, buddy. I'd hang
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like, would
well,
too.
How big of a flagpole do you
need? I mean, oh, did I say that? What?
I would put it
hang
on the front
it.
Of
you
my
gotta
house.
You got to hang it, buddy.
Put it on the front of my house and let it hang down.
That'd be awesome.
Hell yeah,
right?
Let's go.
On like the ceiling in
I
your
love
house?
It. Yes. Yeah. You got to hang it.
As you said, how long until Potvin gets a call from the NHL?
Interesting question. And Craig brought that up during an article this year.
Yep.
It's interesting. I he'd be on my short list because of the way coaches are today. And we talked to, I talked about this actually with an NHL coach within the last 48 hours about
the
evolution of coaches.
He connects with players and young players improve matters under him.
And he teaches them. So, yeah. But he still runs a tight ship.
Detached 09, PD, we're all hurt and angry and upset. We'll forgive some colorful language because I think you're saying what we're all feeling. I hope my colorful language is also forgived.
That's not who I am on here, and I apologize a little bit, but that's what I'm feeling.
I feel like I don't want to be on with you guys tonight because you're so far.
I know.
I know. We're waiting for your big F-bomb. Yeah. Mike said they would not say that shit to my face. That was during my rant.
Sure they would not, Mike. If that looks like you on the picture, I would not say that to your face either.
Trevor said, listener, first-time commenter. This has been the most comprehensive Coyotes coverage ever. We needed a show like this. So thankful for you three. We'll miss tuning in. Saludos from Mexico.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you for listening and thank you for commenting.
Thank you very much.
And it's always great. You know, there's always people I feel like are lurking and never comment. And it's great to see some new names on the list. And then Vincent from PHLY, best show on All City. Wish you all the best from PHLY. Can always follow the Flyers. Thank you, Vincent. Appreciate it. All City has been great to us this week as well.
Yep.
And then
Look at Mike. We're going to see Mike down
Mike
there.
Said, just RSVP'd for Saturday.
And his grandson.
Bought four tickets in section 213, bringing my grandson, wife, and daughter. See you there. Cannot wait to see you, Mike. That's awesome.
Oh, by the way, Mike, first round's on you. I don't know if I told you that.
Yeah, for the entire group. No. Mike, and I want everybody that's going down to Tucson to hear this too. Like, we've done this every time down in Tucson. We all get together to take a group photo, and we do it as a community and as a group. And stay tuned to the Discord if you're part of the Discord, but keep an eye on us. And one other thing, if you see Leah, Craig, and I know Craig is incredibly intimidating, and he looks like he's really mean, because that's how I used to feel about Craig. But please, please, I encourage you to stop by and say hi if you see us at the TCC, at that game of the Tucsoners. Please stop by and share your stories. We want to hear them. We're a part of this community. We want to hear what you have to say. And absolutely don't pass opportunity to approach us and give us your story. And we'll all take our picture together and celebrate the moment together as a group.
Absolutely. I may be mean, though.
You are a little. No. You are intimidating.
Why am I intimidating? I'm like,
I don't know, I think it's the hair.
Five and change.
I think it's the hair.
What are you talking
not
about?
When you stand on your wallet.
That, well, I stood on a stool in the last get together in Tucson. Exactly. So I looked like I was 8 feet tall. That was great. That's one of my favorite moments of my life.
Are we doing
a
show down there too?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are. Jeez. Ringside.
Yep. Are we good? Awesome. So what happens on Wednesday if we cry?
We cry.
Are we okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, I've cried on the show before.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. There might be tears.
There might be tears. Matter of fact, I will almost guarantee tears.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Almost cried tonight.
I'm going to go down.
Especially when you started things off.
I'm hoping to get the opportunity to say goodbye to a lot of friends there. And a lot of my friends are going to Salt Lake. A lot of my friends that I've talked to over the last 48 hours are planning on making the move, and they're already planning on getting out of their apartments. And it's ironic, since they made the announcement and since they found out, when they left on this road trip, none of this existed.
Yep.
None of it. They had no idea this is happening when they got on a plane. They haven't seen their wives, their kids, their families. And yet over the last 48, 72 hours, they're sitting there planning on moving. Like, I can't even, like, I think I feel bad for our situation. Can you imagine? I literally can't imagine that your life has been disrupted that much in the last 72 hours.
And people who aren't moving and don't have jobs after this.
Yep. And there's a lot of those people too. Yep. A lot of those people that don't have jobs anymore and are in tough spots. And
it's not just money, it's buddy, insurance.
I'm one of the only people here now that Morello has taken a livelihood away from me twice. That's hard to do, buddy. That's hard to do. So this hits personal to me. This is personal. Yep. And we'll see. We'll see what the future holds. And every time one door closes, another one opens. I've never been happier in my entire life and never been better when the last door closed. And this door is opening has been a fabulous thing for me. This door is going to close and everybody out there, things are going to get better. I'm just telling you, there's positive things ahead because that's what I believe.
Yep. Well, we want to take a few minutes to highlight some of the amazing responses. And by the way, more than 500 responses to the call for photos and memories on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So thank you to everybody. And I'm sure it barely scratches the surface of all the Coyotes fans out there. And we wanted to just highlight a few. And again, in the coming weeks, we will allow for opportunities for everyone to share their memories. But these were just some that stood out to me the other night, and we just couldn't get to them. So Danielle, we can just go in any particular order. So here's the first one, and you kind of have to be watching on YouTube to see. This is a great family photo then and now. Just a great juxtaposition. Wow. That one really made me smile.
Yeah, somebody's hair is from the 80s. I won't say whose.
So. This next one.
Even though the team didn't get here till the 90s.
On the way to the first whiteout. This is a great one. Four buddies in the driveway, all white, getting ready to go. This one from Diana. We all know Diana. Iconic of getting engaged on the ice. Yep. At Gila River. Absolutely unbelievable. This one from Kyle. This one blew my mind.
Me too.
Yeah, either make it bigger or Danielle, you can read it. Can you read it, Danielle?
Oh boy, making the dyslexic person read on air. All right,
sorry.
Here we never forget. Would never have met my wife without the Coyotes. We met in the tunnels, ice level. She was singing the national anthem that night, and I was the Seats for Soldiers honoree. Heartbreak emoji.
That is how they
Unreal.
Met.
They got married.
Unreal that story. Is how they met at the arena.
Oh my god.
That one kills me.
Yep.
Kills me.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I can prepare myself to read the next one, Danielle, if that helps.
It's more than a hockey team.
Yep.
And people, important people, if you're listening, and I know you're not, but it's more than a hockey team.
Understand.
It's more
that.
Important to people than you think it is.
Yeah, this next one, they became my second team the day every non-Kings fan in Melbourne decided to adopt them. Keller becoming a crowd favorite and then that Cooley goal in front of passionate hockey fans who don't get to see the NHL live was electric and so, so special. Melbourne's team. And that part made me really emotional.
Yeah, because you were there.
Because we were there. And I remember thinking, I bet you a lot of these Australian hockey fans just adopted the Coyotes, and they clearly did.
Yep.
And that really makes me sad. This next one, the one and only, look, they're getting married in the hockey rink.
Unbelievable. Wearing Yotes gear.
In Yotes gear.
That's fandom.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. This is my favorite one.
Yeah, this one.
This is the one that reminds me of my journey with this team.
This is a father-daughter, just obviously years apart, and it's just
It's how it started and how it ended. and that's how I feel about my life with the Coyotes. And that's the one that I had to take a pause today when I saw that one.
So I mean, that barely scratches the surface. Again, I recommend going and reading the thread. It's unbelievable. I was so emotional the other night.
Can I have a request?
Yes,
and it'll probably be an all city request. I don't know how this works with YouTube and whatnot. I don't know. I think we can put stuff on there, right?
Yes.
Could we make this all of the things we got almost like in a slideshow and
it's
put it up?
I have plans.
Can I sing? Like, I will remember you.
I don't know if we want you singing.
Because I don't think copyrights will allow us to actually get that song.
Yeah, we can't use Sarah McLachlan, so we could use you. Could you sing in a high voice, though?
I will. I will do my best.
Get the high octave?
Yeah, we need to. I think that would be a good idea.
I have
can we hear
plans.
The high octave right now? Just a couple notes? No?
I will remember you. Oh yeah, it makes me tear. I literally, when Leah sends us those pictures, that's the song that plays in the back of my head, and it breaks me up every time.
Yep.
Just kills me. This is so horseshit. And the worst part, this will be a really short rant. Okay. The worst part is I don't think it had to happen.
No, it didn't have to happen.
And that's the part that hurts me the most.
Missteps after missteps.
And I'm talking missteps in the last 24 months.
Yeah.
And I don't think this had to happen. Yep. I don't think we needed to be sitting here talking about the heartbreak right now. I just don't. And that's where I'm the most frustrated. And I hope hockey comes back to the Valley. I hope kids. I told my son today, because he unfortunately won't be able to be at the last game. And again, he was born in this franchise. He was a stick boy when he was 8. He won't be there Wednesday. And I told him, hockey will be back in the Valley in your lifetime, Jackson. It'll be back. I promise you. And he said, it won't be the same.
I know. And that's how I feel watching Gunther and Doan score tonight.
Yeah, because it won't be Gunther. It won't be Doan. It won't be this.
And especially just after spending years talking about these guys. Yeah. Years.
Yeah. They're our friends. They are.
Yeah.
We see them at the rink and they're gone.
I know. And it's not even just this team. It's past Coyotes too. It's just
What are they gonna
I was podcast with Redeem Verbata.
Yeah.
By the way, that's another show we have planned here. We're going to get an opportunity to talk to some of the alumni and some of what this means to some of the guys that are still here in the Valley that have been a part of this franchise. We're going to get an opportunity to talk to them over the upcoming weeks as well. So stay tuned. Again, we're not going away on Wednesday. Like that's not it for PHNX Coyotes. So just stay tuned. We've got a lot of stories that we want to tell, and we're going to tell them here.
And we might just find a way to get together, you know, from time to time.
Yeah.
The three of us.
We might.
Yep, we might. I want to amplify some fan messages that we've been getting about Wednesday's game. First of all, there seems to be a movement to make Wednesday's game a whiteout. So cool. If you are going to the game, if you're lucky enough to get a ticket, I know they're ridiculously expensive. I want to let everybody know that a whiteout is being planned. So if you want to participate, you absolutely can be part of that. I've also seen a message about everybody gathering outside the arena. For those who can't make it in, there's opportunities outside of the arena. 6 p.m. I've heard of kind of everybody getting together outside to do kind of like a last howl situation. And then I've also heard after the game outside the arena to kind of line the streets and send off the players. So I just wanted to amplify some of those messages because that will be Wednesday. And I know not everybody has the opportunity to get inside, but if you just want to be around the atmosphere, there'll be that some opportunities to be too. With other Coyotes fans.
That makes better. And I will say this, when you have those periods of grief, it's good to grieve together.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to do it together. So if you feel like coming down, come down.
Talk about it.
Yep.
Yeah. Come down and talk about it. But I do want to say this. If you are going to come down and you're going to be a part of it, again, this isn't about being angry and mean and hateful. This is about coming together to share our experiences of a hockey team.
Yep.
That's what I want to say.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of anger toward certain people.
Yeah.
I hope this is more of a celebration.
Yep. I want it to be a celebration. Yeah. I'm not celebrating them.
No.
By any means.
No. But.
But I want to celebrate this franchise, the players, this community, the hockey community.
Yeah.
And I really.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So. And stay tuned. There might be some more stuff we're teasing for celebrating. Because who knows how to celebrate better than the staff of PHNX? Go to Craig's house and we'll tell you.
How about even tonight, Danielle, bring in a whole spread.
Boy, howdy, this PHNX crew knows how to party.
We sure
So stay do. Tuned. Another PD teaser.
Yep.
Stuff coming.
Also, you know, the Suns, they just avoided the play-in.
Yes.
They have a playoff series coming
up. The T-Wolves.
D-backs is in full swing, no pun intended. and if you want to go to any of those games, make sure you get your tickets on Game Time, because Game Time is now an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. I've seen D-backs tickets, like those Wednesday afternoon games, for like $9.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, how cheap it is on Game Time to get tickets, especially last minute day of game. So you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedies, theaters, etc. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code PHNX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PHNX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
And then, as I've already mentioned, this is the perfect time for OGs.
It really
and
is.
Again, another product you will not find where?
In Utah.
Salt Lake City.
Nope.
You can get your OGs here because they're scratch and locally made here in Arizona to fit all your THC and CBD needs. They are they're our go-to here in the studio. Well, trust me, we didn't tonight, but I cannot deny that they might have been at Craig's party. They have launched new products with live rosin. I don't know what that is, but it's good. Whatever it is, it's good. They have great flavors. The creamsicle edition. The creams are my favorites, but they got the sleep edition, the happy balance, which we all need a little happy balance right now. And the best way to take care of that was some scratch made Arizona OGs. To learn more about OGs gummies and where you can find them and how to use them and what they can do for you, head on over to OGsbrands.com. You must be 21 or older to enjoy responsibly.
All right, a couple more super chats before we wrap up. John said, I like the idea of the new team name being the Thunder, just like the team that moved when my mom was a kid and a fan. Oh. I have to say, I'm all in for Utah Yetis.
You tell Yetis. I don't have a problem with
that. I'm all in on it. Defiance 151. I will be outside at the last game and would love to interview as many fans as I can to share their favorite memories and document the fan base. Thank you, PHNX, for everything. Y'all rock. If you see Defiance at the game, Defiance, go talk to him. Chris sent us this super chat. Apologies, Chris. We did not get your message, but we appreciate the super chat. And as always, we appreciate the bobbleheads that you sent us in the mail.
Thanks, Chris.
Tyler said, thanks for all the hard work you guys put in. Us fans appreciate it more than you know. Bettman rode with this team for so long. What do you think was the straw that finally broke the camel's back?
More on that later in the week.
Yeah. Or follow Craig. Yeah. We'll see.
More on that later. Dropping Gloves said, can we please put an obituary in the Arizona Republic for the mullet magician?
He's not dead yet.
We did say yet, didn't we?
Yeah, but I'm not.
It's kind of speaking of teases.
I'm not opposed to that, actually. So I like that.
And then Yodes Forever sent us a super chat. Also, apologies, we did not get a message, but we appreciate the super chat nonetheless. Canadian dollars, so we know you're in Canada. Thank you. Anything else, you guys?
Before we put up the punch card,
I didn't want to because I was kind of sad.
Oh, we have to because of the reason.
Okay. Let's take a look at the punch card.
What is that down there?
It's just like, one.
What did Sean DePaz do? Like, why is that just hanging off on its own? Now, I will say
it really has me. Maybe Sean knew exactly
if
what
that
he was
foreshadowing.
Doing.
Sean, what do you to know? Have that day on its own is actually incredibly appropriate. I think what we should do, and I don't know our budget. Well, I do know our budget here at PHNX. That's limited, so we probably can't do it here. But what I think we should do, from our Beat account or on gophnx.com, I think we should make a printable version of the very last punch card of the Arizona Cardies. And I think that should be a printable version that people could print and laminate and carry with them. So like a little ID punch card they could carry with them for the memories of the final season here. Is that something we think we could do?
Yeah, maybe a sticker.
Maybe a sticker. See, that's why you're so creative. I just think this is something. I'm going to print that last punch card. This meant a lot to me. This show has meant a lot to me. I can't believe, I swear I can't believe that this run of PHNX Coyotes is over. From where we started, that first day when Leah was on, I'm Leah.
It's the PHNX Coyotes podcast.
Hi. No, I tease a little bit.
I was horrible.
But it took us a while to find our voice and what we were doing up here. I'm stunned.
Truthfully, I never shut up. So.
Yeah, that's true. For you, it's no big deal because you're in media, Bougie Craig. There's another interview for me. No, but it's funny how far this show has come. I think we should do that sometime in the next 2 weeks. Do play our original show over.
That's when the tears are going to come for me, buddy.
Can we play our original show over?
We should.
Yeah. Is that a thing we could do?
We should.
I think we should play our original show over.
I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah, we can just re-air it.
Yeah.
Nobody judge me. It was 3 years ago.
We could double our views on it.
Yeah. Look at it. We got, hey, Leah, look, we got 8 people tuning in. Our first watch along, we had 8 people. That's true. I'm not making that up. 8 people watched us watch a game. And I said, you know what I said at the time? When we turned off the cameras, I said, I should invite him to my house. What am I doing here?
Which you would never do because you don't invite anyone
over. No, I don't.
Over.
But I could invite him to my house. Why am I doing this? But now I see why I did this. And thank you to everybody for listening to us talk about the game we love. And that's made all the difference to me. I love sharing it. And thanks for listening, man. Just thank you so much. I'm so proud to be a part of this community. Thank you.
Mike said, you need to use the Holy Grail scene. I'm not dead yet. I'm feeling much better. Oh, thanks, Mike. Our schedule this week, let me kind of go through it quickly because it's not normal.
Not normal.
So we're actually going to be off tomorrow, but do look for on the PHNX Sports YouTube channel this week. We have some extra content that we've kind of just been sitting on.
Like my prospect report.
We have a Bare Necessities and we have a Walking and Talking. So we're going to release them.
So I finally got to sit down and talk to Andre Tournier about defensive zone coverage.
Right before they left town.
So Pete's been waiting for this.
If you're a Utah fan, you'll want to watch this.
If you are a U2 fan, U2 fans can listen too. We might get 4 followers if we did that way. We should have pandered to the U2 fans earlier. Yeah. I didn't know.
We thought we
but
were
if you
want to
know about the Utah Thunder's new defensive zone system,
Flamingos.
The Yetis.
Craig will be telling you all. And my walking and talking with Gunther was in much happier times.
Boy.
we'll put them out.
I can't believe that. I did 2 Walk-ins Hawkins that week. Like Michelli and Gunther. And I was so happy. And I can think of all the Walk-ins Hawkins. We had just planned a Doan versus Doan game show we were going to play in the summer. We have a Doan versus Doan game show. I pitched it to Josh. Josh
was
all on board.
He was all in.
All in. Doan versus Doan game show. Live from the Ice Den.
We had so many ideas.
We had so many fun ideas that just aren't going
to
happen.
So sad. Okay. So, off tomorrow, but expect, just keep your eye on the PHNX Sports YouTube channel. Tuesday, we're going to be live at 11 a.m. So
in the morning?
It's our original time if you've been here for a while. Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff Merrick is joining the show Tuesday at 11 live. He is...
just reconfirmed, by the way.
Cool. Friend of the show, so really looking forward to talking to him. The other half of 32 Thoughts, so really looking forward to chatting with him. But that's why it'll be at 11 a.m., so mark your calendars for that as well. Wednesday, of course, is the last game and the last PHNX Coyotes post-game show, so join us Wednesday.
I will say this, though, for that show, be patient.
Yeah, because that's not going live within 10 minutes.
I know. It's funny. When we first started the show, it was we had to get live in 30 to 90 seconds. And that's not a joke. And it was Peter Panic time. And now we've got a little more leisurely pace. Not leisurely, but we get on.
10 to 15 now.
After the last game on Wednesday, it's going to take us a hot minute to get on air.
Yeah,
we've got to do some stuff after the game.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So just be patient with us. Plan on having a late night on Wednesday. There's a lot of people we have to talk to in preparation for that show. So just be patient with us, please.
Thursday,
we'll be live probably around 2:30 p.m.
A little later than normal.
My
fault, by the way.
It's all good. Breakup day is that morning as well, so we'll have lots of stuff.
Will we have breakup day interviews and stuff?
We will.
Yeah, so that's going to be
Are they going to be made available?
Of course.
Yes. And then Friday, we will be going live at some point. We just don't know when yet, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
Hit the notification bell on our YouTube so you don't miss it. We'll obviously let everybody know on our Twitter as well. And then Saturday, we're going to do a post-game show from Tucson, ringside. And it won't be post, like if you can't watch the game, it's not post-game. We're not going to talk about the game, but it'll be kind of post that game. And we're going to talk to some Tucson.
A lot of Roadrunners. Yeah. It'll be Roadrunner-themed show. Yeah. We'll get some Roadrunners on the show. And talk about their quest to the playoffs in the AHL championship.
So a little bit of a chaotic week. Our schedule, it'll be on our Twitter account at @PHNX_Coyotes if you completely forgot everything I just said, which I don't blame you. So just bear with us throughout this roller coaster of a week. And just to reiterate, our show does not end this week. We still have shows planned. We will let everybody know when our last show will be, but it won't be this week and it won't be next week either. So
Just stay tuned.
Yeah, keep
That's
with
all we
us.
Can say. It's a moving target for us, just like it is with a lot of people. It's a moving target.
Yeah. So stick with us and continue to support PHNX. You know, we appreciate all of our diehards have been unbelievable and our Discord as well. So, you know, we would still love you to invite you to be a PHNX diehard and also just support all the great work of all the talented people here at PHNX. Before we wrap up, John sent us a super chat. Petey got me hyped for the face-offs video. Now it might not come. I know.
We'll figure something out. I still, like I said before, I want to talk hockey and I got a Twitter account. I know a lot of NHL centermen living in this town. We can figure something out.
Yep. But that's it from us. Anything else tonight, you guys?
No, Coyotes lost 6-5 in Calgary.
Oh, yeah.
This is a post-game show.
Okay. Yeah, it's just another day closer to
I'm saving my thoughts.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you guys cry another day.
I'm sitting on my thoughts
tissues,
too.
Buddy.
And by the way, I did put my thoughts in towards gophnx.com.
Yeah, read that. That was wonderful.
Yep,
it really was.
Great.
And I cried a lot writing it, so I didn't, I kind of keeping my thoughts to myself for now as well because it's emotional. But I would, if you want to read that, gophnx.com. It would really mean a lot to me. It's also pinned at the top of my Twitter account. But we appreciate you all. Hit the like button on this video before heading out. And be sure to subscribe to the PHNX Sports YouTube channel so you don't miss all the stuff we have coming up. You can follow us on Twitter at @SPetersHockey, at Leah Merrill, at Craig Gus Morgan, at Abrica Danielle. And you can follow the show on Twitter at @PHNX_Coyotes. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening, everybody, and we will talk to you soon.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, Come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.